Good evening, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. That is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties will check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomer Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, October 21st at 7:30 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Green Center, 106 Color Stream, Boomer, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. The amateur radio license is not required to become a net or to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still is not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find my you'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerarc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
KD2DFT. Alright, there's two. N2PFM, George, good evening, what's going on?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everyone else on the net. Temperature is 60 degrees. Beautiful day today, at a low of 52 and a high of 72, just about my kind of temperatures. Nice, beautiful day. I got a little signal, and had to try a certain thing, and if it is, he knows exactly what's going on, and try the thing, and sure enough, it's exactly what he said he thought it was, so see what happens when he gets back, what he can tell me to do, or whatever, and on there, and hopefully that'll solve the problem. So, glad of that, it's not going to be something that's going to cost big money again, thank God. But that will say if everyone's doing all right, and we'll say God bless in 73s, and 2 PSM clear.
All right, well, I'm glad you got it working there, Pete, or George. Good. Glad Pete was able to figure it out for you. All right, well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening there, and we'll catch up with you later. KD2DFT. Pete, good evening. What's up?
Good evening, Jeff. Good evening, George. Nice day camp again today, and a beautiful night. The stars are out. Accomplished one good thing. I'm working on my skid trails, and I made it across my property. So I'm totally across from east line to the west line. So I accomplished something good and do a little logging next year. And what else did I do? My son wants another camp. He's not satisfied with the one we have, so he wants one deep in the woods. So I found a spot with under the hemlocks. So I went in there with the machine today and level that out and get ready for next year again. So, you know, nice day at camp and look forward to another day tomorrow. So back to you, Jeff, KD2DFT.
All right, well, good luck with the tree work there. So I know I'm hip deep in it myself, so I know how that goes. All right, well, thanks for checking in, and good luck with that. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, looking for check-in. Oh, myself, just a work day. Nothing big to report on. We did a little more tree work here in the front yards ourselves here, and got a couple of logs cleaned up, and I got to do some more here tomorrow. That's about it. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins?
Yes, there is. KB2ZSV.
KB2ZSV, Tim, good evening, what's up?
Not a whole bunch, just relaxing, watching TV a little bit. We put a kidney in today, so I'm kind of tuckered out.
Well, that'll do it. I'll do it every time. All right, well, have a good evening there and get some rest, and be ready to go at it again there tomorrow. All right, Tim, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins?
Question?
Go ahead.
Jeff, KD2DFD, I was on this frequency about 7 o'clock. I heard a net. I can't remember the name of it. It was something Hobby and Information Net. I think they're out of Auburn. I can hear them on my 897, but I wasn't able to pick them up on my portables or on my truck radio. I was just wondering, it didn't come up with a tone. I think the tone was 1035, but it didn't have was a tone squelch. So I was wondering if there was any problems or interference between your frequency and their repeater.
That I don't know. You're asking the wrong person on that. Maybe Ray would know if he was here, but I don't really know.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. I was just wondering because they came in loud and clear. I think it was pinning the needle. I've got a diamond antenna slung up in the tree. I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but just curious. So thank you very much, KD2DFD, clear.
All right, Pete. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'm now closed. Black River Valley Service Net, return the frequency of regular amateur use. So I'd like to thank George, Pete, and Tim for checking in tonight, and say 73 is anyone listening in. This is KD2EIT, clear.
Peter, you're still listening, WA2U, Whiskey Alpha 2 Uniform. You still on frequency, Pete?
KD2DFD, go ahead, standing by.
Good evening. I was listening. Good evening to everyone else. I just turned the power supply back on. I was ready to call today and turn the radio on. I was listening on my handheld. You were talking about a repeater. The name here is John. I'm at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir off on Route 365 in the town of Russia here. But anyways, what repeater were you listening to?
Oh, it was this frequency, 146.655, and there was a net at 7 o'clock. It was the Hobby and Information Net, Central New York Hobby and Information Net. I can hear them coming in loud and clear on my 897. I couldn't pick it up on my portable or on my mobile. Over.
Okay, you might be a little bit confused. There is another repeater on this frequency, 055655. That's out of Rochester, New York. They're very, very high in elevation, but they need a PL of 110.9. There is a repeater adjacent, a channel away, 15 KC's away, up on 146.67. That's a KD2SL repeater, Kilo Delta 2 Sierra Lima repeater. That repeater is located in Syracuse, New York. Actually, the transmitter is at the WSTM, the Channel 3 site, whatever the call letters are, in Syracuse. And they have a Hobby and Information Net, I believe. That's 146.67, PL of 103.5. And after that net at 7 o'clock, they have a bulletin service at 8 o'clock. Kevin provides, I guess, the rain dial-up news line and things of that nature. That's 15 up from this frequency.
Okay. Yeah, because I thought it was 655. Maybe I was reading it wrong. But you're right, though. The PL came back as 103.5, and it was the Information Hobby Net. And I think it also advertised on the call sign that its elevation was at 2,400 feet, so it is quite high. But thank you for explaining that to me.
Okay, very good. Again, yeah, the name here is John, and today we seem to have enhanced conditions. My wife, Kathy, KC2X, and I checked into the Herkimer County Aries and Racy's net, and we were getting clobbered with a 145.11 out of Bristol Hill, which is also up in the clouds. But yep, there's one on this frequency, 146.655, also from the Rochester area. But 15 KC's up is 146.67, and I believe Monday night is the night when they have the Hobby Information Net, usually hosted by, I think Tim usually hosts that, M2VZD, and then following that, Kevin has a bulletin service, but that's a 103.5. I think Wednesday evenings they even have a swap in it over there, so there's a number of activities, but I wanted to get back to you, and glad you stuck around, and everybody's involved with logging. I didn't do any cutting logs today. It was we'll get them blocked up and split up and things of that nature, but certainly good weather. So I'll turn it back over to you, Pete, and good luck with all the trails. We have a house here not too far from us. We have a camp that I built back in the late 60s, early 70s out of stuff that I cut down, and it's just far enough away to call the camp. Good thing it's not too close, WATU.
Oh, that sounds nice. Well, the reason why I picked this time is the woods are dry. You're not coming up along with a lot of mud, and you can run the trails without doing a lot of damage to them. So this is the perfect weather for it. So it was nice I can get up here. But I did listen to the that white face repeater.
Okay, very good, Pete. Yep, we're usually on. Gonna call it a day and get up early tomorrow and see what I can talk myself into doing out there. You know, every day cut a little bit of wood, and that much more of it done. So yeah, we were. It was kind of confusing for my wife because as soon as the repeater hanged, the tail would drop, the other repeater come blasting in. I said, "Oh, don't pay any attention. You need a tone to get in." But it was kind of a distraction. And once in a while, people that do the traffic nets and stuff have to contend with the repeater out in Rochester. So when you have some height, we have a little bit of height here, we get to hear all that nonsense. So, yeah, good luck with the trails. And yeah, a couple of my buddies that do logging, the dead of winter, you know, and I never realized, and it's, oh, that's the time to do it. So makes things easy to pull along and, less, you know, less mess on everything. So, all right, good luck with the projects tomorrow, and nice to chat with you. Hope you have a great evening. WATU 73.
73 is John, KD2, DFD.
This is KD2, GSK for Ogden, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is Kilo, Delta 2, Golf Sierra Kilo for Ogden, welcoming all stations with or without traffic.
This is KD2 AIT, good evening, no traffic.
This is November 2, Whiskey Bravo X-ray, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, hold on one second. KD2, I didn't get the rest of your call letters, over.
KD2, AIT, Alpha, India Tango.
Okay, the second station, please call in. I didn't get all your letters, over.
Roger, that is November 2. Whiskey Bravo X-ray. No traffic.
Thank you very much. This is KD2 GSK. For Ogden, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is Kilo Delta 2 Golf Sierra Kilo. For Ogden, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is Kilo Delta 2, Golf Sierra Kilo for Ogden, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is KD2, GSK for Ogden, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is Kilo Delta 2, Golf Sierra Kilo, welcoming for Ogden, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is Kilo Delta 2 Golf Sierra Kilo for Ogden, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is Kilo Delta 2 Golf Sierra Kilo for Ogden, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is KD2 GSK for Ogden, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. Please note, this is the final call. This is KD2, GSK, Brockton. No other stations. This is KD2, GSK. Thanking the stations that called in. 73s to everybody. Have a pleasant evening. Switching back to the main frequency.